This recording, Saudi Arabia 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comagat Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth diseases, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicill. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire, lowered, though it was a fair price for a cure. I like to go to the restaurants with my friends, or hanging out. I grew up in another city, but then I moved to my actual city for, I believe, 12 years. It was good. I miss my family, my friends, my mother's food. Rice and chicken, pastas. It was almost rice then. Arabic mean afar. Maybe. That mean maybe. Zagar. I'm not in the mood. I don't know. I haven't been here for a long time, so I don't know a lot about it. Hanging out with my cousin friends and other friends. Arabic music. Like what? You know, the name of the song or name of the song? Leila. Tonight. No, I don't like animals. I don't think that they are clean. That's why I don't like to touch them. So I don't have any pets. I think they are friendly. Most of them are friendly. I don't know, all I know is about Saudis, students, Chinese, Koreans, I don't know, American till now. But my partner that, what is it called, that we have to meet a partner, she's American, but I didn't meet her yet. But we will meet maybe I think next week or something. Partner, It's for the listening and speaking, communicate with other people from MSU students. It's just to improve your speaking skills.